This past enrollment period, insurers and the government went full force with outreach and marketing aimed at young adults. Charlene Wong, a researcher and pediatrician, wanted to know just how easy it was for them to actually enroll. She watched 3 dozen people, ages 19 to 30, try and do just that, and then interviewed them about it.
This wasn't a hypothetical study context. You know, these were real young adults here in Philadelphia who were looking to buy health insurance for themselves.
Chloe Vinoya coordinated the study. She's 24 years old.
Before even participating in the study as the coordinator, I was looking at healthcare.gov myself just to look at what my options were, and I had zero idea what anything meant. I clicked on healthcare.gov, and the only thing I understood was, like, healthcare. You know what I mean?
She soon learned she wasn't alone.
As I went through all the interviews and I talked to all these people, they were in the same exact position as me.
Wong says many were overwhelmed with figuring out how to compare and choose from the 27 plans offered on Philadelphia's marketplace. But she says participants' ease of shopping on other websites like Amazon.com with different sorting and filtering tools could shed light on how to improve healthcare.gov.
They wanted things like sliding bar, so they could tell the computer, I'm willing to pay between this much and this much for my monthly premium. Show me the plans that fit that. Because otherwise, it was just too much information to go through.
Wong says study participants were all well-educated young adults. But if they're having trouble, a lot of other people probably are too. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.